We welcome you in. Dave Spadaro with head coach Chip Kelly. Our exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade and Coach, 7-5 record. Let's start with something kind of that you've talked about a lot, chemistry. And we see it manifest itself during the game and how everything comes together. What other ways do you see chemistry developing over the course of the season with this team?
We've been around them as much as we have. It's very noticeable. They enjoy being around each other. I think they have a great respect for the guy to the right of them and then the guy to the left of them, just because they understand how much work they're all putting in. They all share a common vision and a common goal, and we're all working towards it.
Critical in your, must-haves as far as running a football team?
Yeah, two things that I think you can't really see in a stat book all the time is chemistry and attitude, and they're so huge in a team's success. And I think with the group of guys we have, we've got guys who have a bunch of great attitudes, and that leads to the good chemistry.
How does it happen? Is it a leader who takes the charge? Is it everyone working together?
It's everyone. I don't think there's one person that you can point to and say it's him. And I think when you have the quintessential team game, there takes so many different moving parts to come together. But I also, everybody has to understand what the mission is, and then everybody has to be committed to that mission. There can't be a lot of individual agendas or individual that are trying to do things just for them and not for the good of the team. And I think everybody's sacrificing for the good of the team. And when that happens, you get a better product.
On Sunday, the win against the Cardinals, the defense had a chance to make another late game stop and kind of seal the deal. Big picture, what kind of benefits do you see growing from that?
You just see in every game, you're a byproduct of your experiences. So I see our team developing confidence as we continue to move forward here in December. And, you can always look back in terms of what your experiences are, and we've been in some tight games and some tight situations, and things have turned out positively for us.
What was the attitude like of the defense as they're ready to go out on the field in that last drive?
Just think they're very, very focused, very understand the task at hand. It's the next play, and that's all we talk about. So it's not, we're not talking big picture. We're not talking anything else except for, what are we going to do on first down?
Against Arizona, the Eagles tight ends, 9 catches, 97 yards, 3 touchdowns. It seemed very clear that the Eagles were going to get the tight ends involved early. So if you could just kind of explain, how does that whole process come together, including the advanced scouting? I mean, it takes a lot of moving parts to put together a game plan, right?
Yeah, I mean, our staff gets together on Monday after we've all watched film individually and sat down, and then just start to talk about we take a look at the game from a situation standpoint. First and second down, third down's a separate whole deal, red zone's a separate deal, coming out's a separate deal, end of the game's a separate deal, 2-minute offense is a separate deal, and then everybody contributes, and we put our ideas together and what we think we can execute, what we can get done in practice that week, how much new do we want to put in. If we put in new, we got to take out. So it's really just a lot of give and take on the offensive side of the ball.
What kind of work is done before you get to that point on Monday, the advanced scouting part?
Our young coaches all just break down usually it's the last 4 games of our opponents, so get a chance to have all the information in there, and then every coach on staff watches those games himself, and then we get together as a group and watch them together.
There were a couple of times in the game where Nick had made the decision to hold the football, take a sack rather than maybe try to force something. And young quarterbacks tend to, at times, try to force some throws.
I don't think we never tell Nick to take a sack. So I just think sometimes the protection broke down and he got hit and, before he was ready to throw it. But I don't think.
It's not a conscious decision on his part to.
He's waiting to throw people open, and I don't think he's. Saying, hey, I'd rather get tackled here and get put to the ground than throw the football up. But I think that's just part of what he does. He doesn't force things in there, and I don't think it has anything to do with the rush. It's not, hey, there's a rush coming, let me throw the ball quicker. If that's your mindset, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble right now.
Communication really key for the offensive line. Jason Kelsey's done a great job orchestrating everything. Can you talk about just the many responsibilities that a center has in your offense and how Jason's handled all that?
Yeah, Jason just sets the blocking scheme for us, whether it's a run play or a pass play, and, it kind of directed us in terms of which direction we're going to and how we're going to identify what the defense is, because they're not always in the same defense on every play. So once he identifies the defense, everybody knows what blocking scheme we're going to use. But it starts with Jason up front. He studies the game a lot and understands in certain situations we want to block it this way. To block it this way, we have to identify it this way. And we all have to kind of tune into him and get his understanding of what's going on, and then we all work off of that.
With that in mind, Detroit's got the wide nine. They're very aggressive up front. Some of the challenges that you see on Sunday against the Lions?
Yeah, they're a good football team, and they've got great personnel. I don't know what a wide nine is, and I've heard that thrown out there. They play a 4-3 defense. Sometimes they play a two-down defense in passing situations. There's sometimes where they don't have anybody on the ground. You know, everybody's standing up. So it starts. They've got a really good two defensive tackles, interior people, and Furley and Sue that are outstanding football players. The outside defensive ends probably don't get enough credit for their skill and what they are, just because the two guys inside are really good. Linebackers in Levy and Tulloch that are all over the field. They've got some guys in the secondary that played for a really long time. We've seen Mathis. Delmas is a really good safety. So I think from a personnel standpoint, they're tough. They're physical. It's going to be a real good matchup for us on Sunday.
Coach, I thought the defensive backfield did a really nice job on Sunday against the big Cardinals wide receivers. And what was the key to that defensive coverage, not really letting them get down the field as much as they had in previous games?
You know, I think sometimes, obviously from a physical standpoint, we match up well because we wanted to get bigger in the secondary. I think receivers, by and large, are bigger in this league. So when you have two corners and Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher that have some length to them, they match up from that standpoint. And then I think our coaches did a really good job. At times they were singled out there, and we have confidence in those guys when they're singled. But, you know, they also changed it up and would double certain guys at times to kind of give the quarterback different looks. We're not always going to play the same look on every defense. And our guys really got an understanding of how to disguise things and how to confuse it. And then couple that with a good pass rush. When you can generate a pass rush with either bringing three or bringing four, and not having to sell out and blitz to get to the quarterback, and which when you do that, it lightens you on the back end from a coverage standpoint. All that together, I think, combined to a good day defending that team.
Now it's Calvin Johnson. What makes him such a great receiver?
You know, he just has he's the premier guy because of his size and his speed. You know, sometimes you get some big guys, and then sometimes you get some fast guys, but usually you don't have your fastest guy as your biggest guy, and he's got an unbelievable range as a receiver, just because he is 6'5", he is so fast, and he can jump so high. There's a lot of times when you look and say, well, he's covered, you know, and there's two or three guys on him, and Stafford still throws it up to him, and he still comes down with the ball because he has such range that, you know, for a normal receiver, it would be an incomplete pass because he can't even get his hands on it. But his radius in terms of his catch radius in terms of the amount of area he can cover is just, it's kind of unmatched in this league right now.
They use Reggie Bush in a lot of ways, very explosive player. What are you seeing from him?
He's a really talented player. You know, obviously you can use him as a receiver. You can use him as a running back. I think he's a guy that you have to be aware of wherever he is, and they'll get into some no backs and try to get him isolated. If you're going to match him up on a linebacker, they're going to try to exploit that. But he's also physical enough to go inside and run the ball between the tackles. So he's not just a one-dimensional guy. Some guys are just pass receivers out of the backfield, or some guys are runners, and you're not overly concerned if they're throwing it to him. And it's not a feature part of their offense, but he's certainly one of their top weapons on the offensive side.
Last one for you, Coach. How would you describe the energy level, the focus that you feel with this football team right now?
I think it's solid. You know, I think they understand that we're playing relevant football in December, and we win on Sundays because of our preparation during the week, and they're very professional every single day when they're here. They're all about football. They love the game. You know, they want to get better each and every day, and we're not trying to hang on, you know, for this stretch in December and see if we got a shot at making it. You know, we know everybody, coaches, players, everybody here has to get better on a daily basis, and that's what's going on here.
Right. Coach, thank you very much. Good luck on Sunday. Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.